Okay, Amanda, you ready? All right, let's call the Finance Committee for January 11th to order. Let's do the Pledge of Allegiance. John, would you lead us, please?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. All right, I need a motion to approve the minutes from December 14th and December 20th. I have a motion and a second. Any questions? Favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Carried. All right, let's move on to the sheriff.
Get there now. Thank you. Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
I am looking for two things today. The first is approval to roll the balance of the State Farm grant over into 2022 so that we can complete that project. The amount of $4,285.47.
So I'll move.
Second.
All right, I have a motion and a second. Does anyone have any questions? Hilda?
Not a question, but I forgot in the other meeting to say that the Prevention Coalition is working with the Sheriff's Department on this trailer, and it's going to be a great asset.
Thank you. Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you. Our second item is for $400,000 from the Recovery Act funds to finance the chillers in the jail.
I'll make the motion.
I have a motion.
Second.
And a second. Any questions? Carol?
Unrestricted. That would be unrestricted.
Is that on our spreadsheet that you sent out last week?
No, I wait until the legislature.
Okay. So we should update that.
So we will. Yeah, that will be updated.
Okay. Any other questions? Oh, Jeff?
I just wanted to make it on the record because if anyone wasn't here, Sheriff, didn't you say that these were replacing the original ones?
Yes. Yeah. The original to the building term of life for them is typically 20 years. And in speaking with Mr. Conrad, our maintenance supervisor, the refrigerant that's in them is no longer used in new applications. So it's incredibly expensive. And we are developing leaks in the condensers also, which leads the engineers to make the recommendation that they made to replace.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. All right, we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes.
Thank you. That's all I have.
Well, Sheriff.
Awesome. That's it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I saw Tammy coming in. Oh, there she is. Good morning, Tammy. You're on.
I am. Okay, thank you. I keep getting this thing caught in my earring.
Mine does that too.
Not usually. Dude, good morning. I just realized I forgot one of our transfers, so we'll just hold that one. Are there any questions on the purchase orders or budget transfers reports?
I had a couple questions. First, I was just going to make a comment that on the budget transfers, when you make those, if there's a transfer that's made that has to be fixed, the old ones don't go away. Is that correct?
That is correct.
That's for an audit trail. Now, in lieu of that, will the new software also have that ability that we'll see all the adjustments, whether they're needed or corrected or?
We will have the ability to correct them, but there is an audit trail with that as well. So they, you know, the history would show up.
Awesome. And then the only other question I had was on page 2. We had gotten increased funding for in-home services, and it looks like the expense increase was to physicals for employees. It's at the very bottom of page 2 on budget transfers.
Well,
$15,050.
It did get posted there. I'm not sure if that's where it's supposed to go.
Okay.
I'll have to go back and look at the source document and see.
Yes, please. It caught my eye and I just wasn't sure if that was correct.
Sure. Good thing to see.
Did anyone else have any questions on those reports? Okay. I guess you're good.
Okay.
We do on the wage analysis, if that's next.
Yes, we can talk about that.
Okay. Two items under the overtime area. Social services admin had a budget of 389 and came in 171. Is there any explanation on why they were so low? Because what did we budget for next year then?
I think it had to deal with circumstances at the beginning of 2021 with, you know, we were still responding to everything, but it was still not shut down, but not ramped up to full operations. So I'd say that is the main reason why. Okay. And I think we still carried, we might've decreased it a little bit, but certainly not to that level.
Probably still carried around the 380, yeah. 350. Okay. The other, line item that I'm interested in is the jail overtime at $600,000. That was bumped up from 260, the original budget. We buyed it up to 596 and he came in at 595. My question, and I didn't get the right year's number, but my question was, is what is that $600,000 as a percentage of the total jail salaries line? Are they running at a 10% or a 15% rate? Because at some point you're better off hiring people than you are paying overtime.
Yeah. And Sheriff can probably, Sheriff's still here.
He left.
He got back to Dodge.
He could probably speak to it.
I can get you the number,
but yeah, we can get you that number. I actually probably could do it pretty quick here in a second.
Probably.
Well, I think we discussed this before, and the thing of it is that he couldn't fill the full-time positions. That's why this overtime is where
that's,
it's at.
That's some of the issue is right now the recruiting environment, even for those positions, is pretty difficult. So I've signed any vacancy that's budgeted, we've immediately signed. But I know the last time I talked to him that he was having a heck of a time with recruitment.
But I think what Scott's point is, and I agree, we need to look overall what the total between the overtime and the actual wages sitting out there versus.
I mean, this is something we normally did in a manufacturing environment, is if you're running a certain amount of overtime consistently, then you're not properly staffed. Mm-hmm. So I'm just trying to figure out, where are we? Are we at a 10% rate? Are we where? So if you can just get me the annual payroll number,
yep,
that would help.
Yep.
And the difficulty in hiring, is it because people don't want to go to work there? Is it because we're not paying the right amount?
I don't think it's that for the temporary part-time folks. Nate and I had a conversation under the admin code. We have the ability to adjust those based on changes in minimum wage and things for the temporary hourly. And we have increased that number north to try to remain competitive. Mm-hmm. So we have taken those steps. I think it's just
people don't want to work.
And the jail is, you know,
yeah,
you know, when, even though we increased it to 18, 19, 20 bucks an hour, you know, they have to want to work at the jail.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, some of that problem might be alleviated simply because of the jails that the state's closing down at this point, but these people might want to come just to keep into the retirement system.
Yeah. And that's the only reason they would want to do it, is to stay in the state retirement system, because if they're leaving a state prison, they're, you know, near 80,000 a year or yeah. more.
So. We pay a lot with overtime. They have a good earning potential.
Yeah.
Someone coming from the state now, we pay competitively for county to county, and that contract, again, you know, we'll take a look at market rates. That contract's up at the end of this year. Last time you folks adjusted it pretty heavily to keep up with market, but it, just like with state police, you know, the sheriff's department's never going to be paid like state police, right. Nor will our COs be paid like state COs.
Nor do we have the 20 and out option.
Yeah.
Hopefully the environment's better in our jail than it is in the state jail.
You would hope so. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, I had a tour yesterday, and it's a pretty nice facility we're running there. So
it is.
Yeah, we haven't done the.
You're looking to book a room, John? Or?
I did ever know? I was picking out one with a window.
Make sure. Scott, what was that? I don't have Tammy's report in front of me. What was that OT number?
595.
Okay. It's a little north of 10%.
Okay. That's not out of line. Anytime you get near 20%, that's when you're questioning staffing.
Rounding up, it's 14.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Did anyone else have any other questions on that wage report? All right. I guess we'll move on.
Okay. Thank you. The next agenda item is the year-end budget adjustments. I sent out late yesterday two. One is in relation to the records entry that we make every end of year. It is simply to budget what we book at the end of the year. We only book it once a year for most departments. Those that are funded get booked quarterly so that they can claim the funding, and those funders require that we allocate it out to every department. So we do that once a year, and we don't budget for it because we just make it wash back to the records budget. So the total of that within the general fund is $52,259, and then the public works is $1,669.49, which we funded with their training and conference line.
Motion.
Got a motion?
Second.
And a second. Does anyone have any questions on that? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Passes.
The second one is actually for 2022, but it's to roll the 2021 forfeiture expenditure lines into the 2022 budget. I've also prepared this as the year-end report. Thanks to Ms. Prosek for sharing the requirements. We didn't used to know that we had to do an annual report. So this is also the annual report of those funds. We do have $168 sitting in the trust and agency fund, which has not yet been distributed by the district attorney's office. So we have $13,460.58 for the state police portion of the forfeitures, $22,966.20 for the district attorney, and $8,371.53 for the sheriff. And this just establishes those budget lines in 2022.
These are carryovers from 2021.
Correct.
And so they're in trust and agency, so they are a liability?
The only thing that's in trust and agency is the 168 under the notes section. That's the piece that we're holding that hasn't been distributed yet to the entities that may, you know, it may go to a tow truck company or something.
Okay.
We periodically get a report from the district attorney's office to distribute to whether it's the sheriff, a local police department, or, you know, back to the district attorney or state police. So that's the piece that's sitting in trust and agency. It hasn't been distributed yet. The other amounts are prior year's balances. We hold these in a restricted fund balance. So we close them to the restricted fund balance at year end and then reappropriate them in the new year.
Reappropriate the carryover. What is the... What are they? Is it cash?
It is all cash, yes. The only thing we account for is the cash.
So could this be more than just 2021 carryovers?
It definitely is, yes.
Just 2021.
Yeah, the amounts that were actually taken in and spent during 21, we from the sheriff, we took in only 1,800 and spent 5,000 and change. For the district attorney, we took in only $168 and spent $906. And the state police received nothing but spent $300. So it's definitely mostly from prior years.
So I guess, could you just walk me through how you handle this when we transfer these funds out? It was my understanding that as far as the state police, we just buy stuff for them sitting out there and actually loan it to them. And do we decrease this fund balance by that while we do that?
If it's one of those items, yes.
It would go to an asset account.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So where do these appear on your balance sheet sitting out there?
So there's a restricted fund balance that we carry year to year to year.
Okay, that's where that's at.
But these are in the budget lines. So there's the sheriff has a budget line 5423273 from which they can make expenditures like any other budget line, or the process is the same.
Okay. Thanks.
All right, we have to approve this budget transfer. Do I have a motion?
Second.
I've got a motion and a second. Are there any other questions for Tammy? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Passes.
Thank you. Where is it? I have too many. Oh, there it is. The buildings and grounds folks asked if I could bring this to a capital project entry to this group before it goes to the full board. They'd like to transfer about $34,000 from the main building HVAC and chiller renovations. There's about almost $35,000 there. They'd like to transfer that to the 911 building HVAC and water softener. The total estimated cost for those two items out at the 911 building are about $304,000, and there's only $275,000. So they need that $34,000 to be able to complete that work.
Second.
All right, I have a motion and a second. Tammy, this is separate from the chiller project then at the jail?
Correct.
Okay. Anyone else have any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes.
And once we transfer that, I'd like to approval to go ahead and close out the main building, the project related to that. It's HB0111.
So move.
Thank you.
I have a motion and a second to close out that capital project. Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Passes. Yay. You're on cleanup today.
A lot of cleanup. Just beginning though, the year-end stuff, so don't get too excited. as I was working, so this is in relation to asking Bonadio if they would complete what we call our AUD, which the state is in the process of calling the AFR, which is the annual fiscal report. That's a report we do every year. It's due 60 days after the end of the year. It always requires at least two go rounds because we're never totally closed out by then. The audit doesn't even happen until March and April. We don't get our report usually till late May. And it's taking a lot of time. We have automated a lot of the actual preparation, but the follow-up is very time consuming. again, because oftentimes we have to make changes once our audit is done. And secondly, as part of their review, they assign, the comptroller's office assigns different entities to different of their employees every year. And depending on who you get, it can be very time consuming. I think this year I probably spent probably at least 4 or 5 full days following up with questions. And typically they ask the same ones every year because they don't pass along that knowledge to the new person. You know, the way we do things, we do, you know, we report certain things certain ways, and every year. So I've saved my emails and I just forward the one from the year before. But this year was particularly painful because for whatever reason, the person who did our review wanted our AUD, annual update document, to identically look like our financial statements. And it doesn't, because our financial statements contain some of our component units. It was just very, very painful. And given the fact that we're implementing Munis, I'd really just like to pass that off onto Bonadio for the next 2 years. They came back with a quote for next year of $5,500. You know, I can't imagine they would bump that up too much for the following year, but that will get us through Munis and into the new software. And, you know, hopefully at that point, you know, that third year out, we'll know what we're doing and be able to just pull the information right out of the new software.
You got money in your budget?
Probably not, but I'm hoping we'll be able to scrimp and save in other areas. So we'll be able to fund it. It's not a ton of money. I mean, if I may have to come back and ask for something, but I think we'll be able to hopefully to fund a little bit with, if we don't use as much on the attorneys or what have you.
Tammy, is it that separate EFS software. Do you guys have to download that and use? Yes. I am very familiar with the software. I have done a couple of smaller AUDs for fire districts. And because you only use it once a year, there's a significant learning curve to try to remember how to enter things. And I think I found this year I've already done a couple and it's changed and it's a little, I don't know, fussier is a technical term, but it is fussier. And I've been fortunate that I haven't had somebody from the state calling me and asking me additional questions about it. So I would think that letting Bonadio do that process is probably a very good idea because they probably do it for other people as well.
They do. And the state is supposedly, they were supposed to have it go live for the 2021 report, but they've pushed that back. They're supposedly totally revamping it.
I have the 2021 and it's changed a little bit. Like I said, it's fussier, but I haven't tried to upload the report to the state yet. Yeah. So I figured I was going to scare them because I'm well ahead of when I normally bother to do them.
Very, very impressive, by the way. But yeah, supposedly they're revamping the entire software and it's not going to be able to import anymore. We import most of our numbers.
Oh boy.
And we just have to edit and change and whatnot. But supposedly that is one of the things that's going away. It's like, why would you make that go away? That's the most silly thing.
And that'll make it for the time commitment for you, make it that much harder.
Yep, because then you're hand keying everything. Yep.
Yes. Hilda, you had a question.
I just think that it's probably a good use of the money to free you up so you could work on Munis and not have to deal with this. So it's not very much money. I think it's the right thing to do.
So when is the report due?
It's due the end of...
It's due March 1st, isn't it?
First. Yes.
March 1st.
We haven't been timely the last couple of years. I used to be timely, but the last couple of years I haven't been able to get it in on time, but so far they haven't squawked too much. I just finished, knock on wood, the last question just before the end of the year. So they don't even get to them until late summer, early fall.
So has Bonadio had the time to do this for you?
Well, she says.
All right. So we have amending the agreement with Bonadio to include the preparation of the AFR, AUD, whichever you'd like to call it. Can I get a motion for that?
So moved.
Second, please.
Second.
All right. I have a motion and a second. Any more questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Passes.
Thank you. Appreciate it a lot. The Munis update, where I sent that out, were there any questions on that? It's progressing. It's slightly painful.
For our new legislators, can you just give a quick synopsis of what we're doing?
Sure. We have some very dated software. It's called Enterprise Resource Planning Software. It's countywide. It manages the purchasing, the accounts payable, the payroll, the human resources, fixed assets, inventory, office supply inventory. It has some other functionality, billing. We're going to actually implement a billing module. We've never done like an official accounts receivable system.
James, can you hear online? Mm-hmm. I think you need to get closer to the microphone.
Yes, okay. I can. I can hear.
Okay. Oh, yay.
Thank you.
Thank you for your suggestion, Scott.
So it's at its end of life. It will no longer be supported. They're supporting the 2021 W-2s, but they're not supporting 2022 W-2s. So our timeline is pretty firm that we have to be live in 2022 to produce 2022 W-2s. And it's a long process. We started in September, I think, with 2, 3, 4, 5 days a week being dedicated to, their research of how our organization currently functions and our understanding of the software so that we can try to implement and take advantage of all the features that it offers. We did have to rework our chart of accounts, which was very time consuming. I hope we're almost done with that. I'm still testing some of that stuff. Their project accounting is outstanding. I'm hoping we take a better advantage of that than we take of our current project accounting systems. It's really quite a nice program. It doesn't do everything. It doesn't do everything that we thought it would. And it does some things differently than we thought it would, but we're learning that and trying to figure out what can we take advantage of in terms of workflow and approvals and decreasing the paper shuffle and increasing efficiency.
It does say in your narrative that additional accounts were needed to accommodate ones that were budgeted in the last 3 years, but had no actual transactions posted to them. Will those kinds of accounts ever be able to go away?
I would think we would be able to look at those and assess, you know, after a few years. I mean, some of them, quite honestly, were between the time, you know, they're new ones related mm-hmm. to ARPA and, you know, some of the new funding that we've been getting, you know, we downloaded actuals. And of course, there were no actuals for those because they're brand new. So some of those were that type.
Yep.
Others are, you know, things that we probably don't need to budget for, or at least not in those lines. But we should probably, we should take a look at those historical ones that we budget for every year and just don't spend anything out of, and try to figure out, you know, where that budget might be better allocated.
Sure. And we had a software where if you tried to delete any account, it deleted any activity from any time frame. So you would delete an account and then print a trial balance, and it was off, and I didn't do anything. What the heck is up with that?
Yeah.
Clients would get frustrated because they would like some of those accounts to disappear, and you can't do that.
Right. Yep. There's protections in this so that you can't do that. Once you use something, you can't ever make it go away.
Okay.
I had the same experience with eFinance, actually. And when I first started, it was actually just a project, luckily. And I said, okay, we need to close this project. But when you close a project, it goes away. I mean, there's nothing left. It's like, what?
It goes into the void.
So luckily we had a backup.
Not a good way to find that out.
No.
So at this point, are you still happy with the Munis decision?
Oh, absolutely.
Good.
Yep.
Excellent. Does anyone have any questions for Tammy about the update? Okay. Do we want to do the county manager portion before the executive session? Do you have items for
executive? I do one small.
So we'll skip that and go to the county manager. And
yes, thank you. And I do have one ARPA that Public Works caught from Public Works Committee that was not listed. So from admin, the IT equipment that we just talked about, the $420,000 from restricted ARPA.
Motion. Second.
All right. I have a motion and a second for using restricted funds of ARPA funds for IT equipment. Any questions? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Passes.
And the other one, glad they caught, or else we'd need a special meeting. So thanks, Todd and Steve. Is Public Works had a motion for $120,000. To jointly with Soil and Water for the purchase of that excavator or dozer.
Dozer. Motion.
Second. I have a motion. Did I get a second? Sorry.
Second.
Yes. Okay. Sorry about that. I had started to say that I had a motion and then I couldn't hear you. Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes.
And that is unrestricted.
Okay. And we'll get an update on that Excel spreadsheet. All right, unless anyone has anything else, I'll
motion
entertain
for executive session.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, we're in executive session. Out of executive.
Second.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Anything else to come before us in public session? Motion to adjourn.
You got it.
And a second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Amanda.
Thank you.
Thank you.
What was the committee we were going to put Jeff on that I needed to let him know about? Wildlife, fish and wildlife. Did you fill the lines?
Oh, I thought you were.